a patient dashboard, behavioral health division, crisis service, and acute inpatient reports.
Good morning, everyone. Edward Wozonik from the Quality Department, HE. I prepared four documents for this meeting today. They're in the packet. One is the KPI dashboard that has 9 pages in length. It shows a whole number of performance measures by program. And then I also prepared an incident report that shows all incidents that have been reported into Verge. That's our incident reporting system at BHD. It can be accessed through the Milwaukee County website or Milwaukee County, the BHD intranet site. Also, I prepared an aggression analysis from the incident report, and then finally, a seclusion and restraint report. I actually might just bring up first some graphs or trends regarding the supporting data, and then work into the KPI dashboard. On the screen right now shows seclusion and restraint trends in PCS and acute inpatient. So this shows by quarter 2018 through quarter three to 2021. So the rate that it's showing is hours of restraint use over 1,000 inpatient hours. And I'm glad to say that all rates among all the programs are on a decline or improving. So second graph from the top shows acute adult by unit and then also as a program. For this rate, we compare it to the national average that's reported by CMS. And we're currently at 0.34 for a rate. The national average is 0.26. Last year, we were actually at the national average, but just recently, CMS reported an update and the target or the national rate has dropped to 0.26. But we're doing very well. Case, we're below the national average for restraint rate. And then also that holds true for seclusion, acute adult and case. Finally, on this in this document, I show the raw numbers. So to give you some perspective is in quarter three of last year, there were a total of 14.9 hours of restraint use on acute adult units, 1.2 hours in case, and then seclusion between 1 and 2 hours by program. The next thing on your screen is the incident report. So it's not, it doesn't show very well on the screen right now, but in your packet, it shows the entire report on one page. So at the top of the report, I show or identify the raw numbers by quarter, by unit, and by incident category. And then below, I graph out some of the incident categories that don't load into the aggression report. So for instance, the graph at the left shows grievances. So we received just a few grievances. Actually, I believe 8 or 9 last quarter. But for acute adult, usually about 4 grievances per quarter. And this all incidents on this on these graphs are tied to 1,000 patient days. So for this report, the graphs show very consistent or low reporting. So I show grievances, patient elopements. There were only 2 elopements in quarter three of 2021. I'll go into more detail on the KPI dashboard regarding that. Patient falls. So when I showed the trends for patient falls, I noted at the last meeting, you see the spike in quarter two. There were 4 patient falls reported during that quarter in quarter. Actually, there were 4 patient falls on 4-3-D in both quarters, quarter two and quarter three. But patient days were very different. So when we opened up the unit for 3D in quarter two. There were only 130 bed days versus in quarter three, there were 960 bed days. So even though we had the same amount of patient falls, there were four per quarter, the bed days that it was tied to showed a much different rate. So we did see the rate significantly drop in quarter three. Finally, in this report, I show some trends for medical emergencies and medication errors on the units. On the screen right now is this is a subset of the incident report. So this, I carve out aggression incidents. So the categories are on the left side of each graph, and we do see a downward trend in quarter three in comparison to quarter two of all aggression incidents. That is for acute adult is the first graph at the top. Then I go into case. We did see a drop overall in comparison to quarter two. And then PCS and OBS, very little reporting. Finally, I just want to discuss the KPI dashboard. So this one's 9 pages in length. It first two pages are regarding PCS. Then we move into acute adult case. And then finally, the last couple of pages are performance measures that report regarding acute inpatient to CMS. So the way to interpret these pages are, if it's flagged as red or colored as red, it's exceeds our target. So the threshold or the rate is kind of displayed in the middle of each column, or I'm sorry, middle of each row. And first, on PCS, as we talked about in the past, readmission rates, that is 3 and 30-day readmission rate, have in the last couple of years been a couple of points above our targets. Patient-to-staff aggression incidents, it's colored or shaded as red for quarter three. There are a total of eight patient-to-staff aggression incidents. And to give you some perspective, is for annual 2021, I just analyzed quarter four this morning, but for last year, annual 2021, there were 22 patient to staff aggression incidents, and altogether there were 6,200 DIS visits for the year. So there were 22, it's, even though it's shaded as red, it's a very low occurrence, but it currently exceeds our target. Moving into acute adult inpatient service, readmission rate, that is a 7-day readmission rate, just less than a point, a percentage point above our target. It's 3.8% readmission within 7 days. Our MISIP satisfaction survey, we actually are very close to our target, even though it's shaded as red. We have the target or the national average is 75% positive rating across the entire survey. Currently, we're at 74% positive rating. And I'm happy to say that we have a great response rate. So for this type of survey, the national average is a 28% response rate. Right now, we're at a 36% response rate. It shows the N or the amount of completed surveys by quarter. Also on a high note is satisfaction scores. That is for the MISIP satisfaction survey question. If I had a choice of hospitals, I would still choose this one. 71% positive rating in quarter three. Our target is, or the national average is 65%. Aggression incidents, while they both have declined from quarter two, they still exceeded our target. And actually, There were 8 reported in quarter three. That is patient. So there were 8 reported in quarter three. There were 5 reported in quarter four. That is for patient-to-patient aggression. And also patient-to-staff, it's shaded as red in quarter three, but that number has dropped also in quarter four. So we have made improvement on this metric for acute adult. Patient elopement. There were two reported patient elopements in quarter three. And then I give the more detail on the right-hand side. So one patient eloped through the exterior window on the unit, and then the other individual eloped from the unit from the main entrance door. And I already discussed HRIPs 2 and 3, that is hours of physical restraint or seclusion use. Then moving on to case. Readmission rates for case, just slightly above our target. So 10.8% of clients return within 30 days. Target is 9.6%. Satisfaction scores are great on case. Target is, again, 75%. Overall, for the case youth satisfaction survey, we received almost 78% positive rating among all respondents. And we received a 32% response rate in quarter three. And then finally, regarding satisfaction on the unit on case, 90% of individuals completing the survey rated positively to the question, "Overall, I am satisfied with services I received." And honestly, nothing else really stands out on case. Relatively low reporting on all other items. And finally, there's a ton of detail. I won't go into it right now, as the performance measures I report to CMS on an annual basis, they're very consistent with what I've discussed in the past for rates or outcomes. Is there anything that Mary or anyone else would like to discuss or go into more detail regarding any of the performance measures I've covered?
Edward, if you could just mention the intent and which indicators are reported to CMS and why?
Oh, sure. Okay. So right now on the screen is the CMS performance measures. There's quite a few. I believe there's about 15 different measures. So the first two are HBIPs 2 and 3. The data set when we started reporting to CMS back right around 2012, 2013, were called the HBIPs measures. But since then, they kind of altered the focus as these in the country have improved, or they believe that the performance measure has kind of reached the highest performance or the greatest outcome you potentially could receive. They kind of drop it and change focus to a different measure that is more meaningful at the time. So first two are regarding hours of physical restraint and or seclusion at an inpatient. So for this, these HRIPS measures or the CMS performance measures, they're required by, there's a total of 1,600 inpatient standalone psychiatric hospitals and or psychiatric units in the country. So every April on Hospital Compare, CMS reports what's been reported for the prior year. You can break out the data by each individual facility or by state, by location, etc. But moving on, the next group is patients discharged on multiple antipsychotic medications with appropriate justification. So for this measure, we first report how many individuals have been discharged on two or more antipsychotic medication, and then also if appropriate justification is in place. So we do very well on this measure. Nationally, it's 65% of patients discharged on two or more antipsychotic medication have appropriate justification in place. Historically, we've been in the 90% range. So 88% for quarter three versus earlier this year, we're at 92%. So we're doing very well on documenting appropriate justification. Next up is screening of metabolic disorders. Here again, we have a system in place to screen almost everyone on the unit. So we literally have a 90-some% compliance and exceed the target for that measure. We have to report every year our patient influenza immunization rate. And here we are below the target. Target is about 80% of all patients have influenza immunization or screen documented. In the past couple of years, the rate was under 10% of patients on the units had this in place. Now we're getting closer to the 50% mark, but we only collect this measure for six months out of the year, October 1st through end of March. Then we start to move in. CMS requires that we report on substance and tobacco use. So there's measures regarding alcohol, substance, and tobacco that is they want us to do to screen the patients, to do a brief intervention. They want us to do some education and then also referral to an outpatient provider upon discharge. And then finally, for these measures, they're actually, we don't report it. They use our claims-based data to calculate these. But there's follow-up after hospitalization. There's a 7-day and 30-day. So for patients discharged from acute inpatient units, they do, based on claims data, how many individuals made their next follow-up appointment within that time period. So we get this data reported to us usually end of summer from CMS, but for the measure readmission, 30-day all-cause unplanned readmission following psychotic hospitalization, CMS reports BHD is no different than the national average. So finally, that measure, we're doing very well. Was that okay, Mary, for explanation or...
Yes, that was great, Edward. And we've got somebody with their hand up.
Mary, Dr. Schneider. For context, for the newer quality committee members, HBIP stands for Hospital-Based Inpatient Psychiatry. It's a quality initiative that CMS had for all inpatient psychiatry units, and it was a package of measures that was trialed and tested. At this point, it's probably... 15 years ago, that exercise started, and as Ed alluded to, as things have gotten better, they have morphed or changed some of the reporting. Some of the others, there's at least two other. There's the AOTA package and the follow-up package. Those came out of omnibus budgeting for Medicare, Medicaid, that as they added certain screening services or things like that, they added hospital-based requirements and billing codes for those things. And that's where some of those other CMS-mandated reportings have come from, is regulatory changes related to billing over time.
Dr. Schneider, I just have a quick question. Are we fully staffed with docs and nurses in PCS right now?
Docs, yes. We fill the grid, though probably over the holidays, Dr. Thrasher did a lot of work because there was no one else besides him. And I would defer nursing to Linda or for somebody from nursing management. I know we're tight, but I haven't heard of anybody having terribly missed shifts, though I may not have all the data.
Okay. And what is our census now that we're running on case and adult acute?
So the maximum census on case is 10, and it bounces around a lot. We've been at 10, and there's been other periods where we've been at 2 to 4. It probably averages in the 4 to 5 range with some big swings. Acute adult, we're running two units with 13 beds each, and they're generally in the 8 to 11 range. So okay. We're usually pretty full on the adult side.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody else have any questions for...
I saw one in the comments about tracking vaccinations for COVID. That is reported federally separately through infection control. And it is not part of this required reporting, which is why it's not been on the dashboard, because that's just not been a standing dashboard item.
Yeah, thank you, Doctor, and thank you, Edward. This is Denise. Just as we look at our inpatient census, I was trying to look at the percent success relative to, you know, maybe a declining census. It looks like as we look at our patient days, and sometimes it's harder to hit those percentage based on a lower volume, right? Because you know, in the past might have had larger volume, not in every case, but also as we look at, you know, our workforce and patient ratios and how we're doing on the workforce side relative to our quality metrics. And then also, you know, obviously influenza COVID vaccine rates, wildly important as we look at quarter three, quarter four, you know, look at our data and keeping our staff healthy, continue to keep our community healthy, and then follow to the community. So important that we continue to look at opportunities to follow folks post-discharge, but and that looks like we're not as doing as well, but our readmission rates look great. At least I'm guessing readmission rate is to our facility or any other facility in the area or out of the area.
It's always own facility.
Okay.
I guess as we speak to the issues of census and things of that nature, for the benefit of the quality committee, Granite Hills will start taking patients on the 17th coming out of PCS. So they will be going live on the 17th. Couple people at a time coming out. So it is happening. So
thanks, Mary. That's helpful.
Yep. Any other questions for Edward? Edward, thank you for an excellent job.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay, we can